Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reneses, and you are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 39 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reneses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on hard work, whose mission is to create a better world, one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holistico, Sunrider Philippines, and Canyon Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. Hello, hello, my darlings. I hope you're all doing okay. This is actually going to be the last week of 2021 that you'll be hearing from me as I'm wrapping up season two of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. It's been a crazy 2 years on and off. And honestly, I need a break because I've been putting out two episodes a week. And it can be hard balancing script writing and recording when life just wants to get in the way, you know? Like earlier this month, I finally got my first Moderna jab. I signed up for the drive-through, the one sa May Parañaque, and I was in the passenger seat when I was asked kung alin braso ako magpapaturok. And I was like, sige, the right na lang since it's the most convenient for the doctor. Huge mistake. Huge. I did not realize how bad the effects of the vaccine would be on me. Like, my arms felt heavy, like bricks for days. And the needle site was so sore. I couldn't get out of bed for 5 days. Nakakaloka. And I'm scheduled to get my other shot a few days before Christmas. So, good luck naman sa akin. Saka ako magpapasko. Nevertheless, I'm so grateful for my Podcast Network Asia family for always being there for me, always checking in on me and supporting me as I figured this whole podcasting thing out and finally found my groove. And now I'm excited to be creating more mindful, insightful episodes for you. But first, your girl needs a break. And the holiday season is coming up naman, so mas maraming ganap ang mga tao. So I guess y'all will be too busy to be listening to little old me. So, gratitude. Gratitude is the topic for this episode. And if you haven't already noticed, I talk about having an attitude of gratitude a lot. It is so important. And if you don't feel that you're as grateful as you should be, or you think you don't express it as much as you should, that's okay too. Yung importante is aware ka that you can be expressing gratitude a lot more, which is a great place to start. Or maybe you just want to challenge yourself to be more grateful. Pwede rin naman yun, di ba? Napakagandang challenge yung magiging grateful tayo sa lahat ng bagay and to really express it to the people that we're grateful for. I remember having a conversation with one of my coaching clients and I had given him homework of keeping a gratitude journal. This is something that I do for all of my clients. So basically, at the end of the day, you just write down the three things that you're grateful for that day. Bonus points if it was connected to a goal you're working on. And he didn't want to do it. He was so resistant. Ang dami niyang rason, ang dami niyang reklamo. He had so many excuses to not do this simple task. And every time We would sit down for a coaching session and I'd ask him about his homework. He'd always have an excuse ready until our third session when I told him that I just wasn't going to buy his BS anymore, that he needed to put on his big boy pants and start doing the work. This was a practice of being in integrity with oneself. And because he had agreed to do the gratitude journal during our discovery call and during our first coaching session and during our second, there was absolutely no excuse for him to not even attempt to try it. And because I called him out on it, he got defensive and he asked me, you know, what is the big deal? Why is gratitude so important? Ugh, it's so important that this is one of the best tools you can take with you from a coaching session. Learning to be grateful and expressing it. It's such a simple skill that often goes unnoticed, but gratitude is the building block for positivity, for optimism, for generosity, for abundance. You cannot receive what you don't know how to give, and the universe will not give you more if you aren't grateful.
Hi, fellow adults. We are Nika,
Azel,
and Carla. Question, do you find adulting a bit challenging?
Wow, mag-a-rhyme.
Well, if yes, we're here to tell you na,
Kami rin!
Oh my God. So that's why we came up with a podcast, It's an Adult Thing, so we can navigate adult life together.
Now, we're building a tribe. We're learning from experts. We're learning from each other and from our own past mistakes and kagagahan.
Mm-hmm. So guys, catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast because
it's an adult thing!
Gratitude, in my opinion, is the cornerstone for happiness. And when you're happy, you are more resilient, you can see more good in the world, you are a more loving, open human being, you vibrate at a higher frequency, and you're also a lot healthier. Studies have proven that when a person is in a constant state of joy, constant happiness, their immune system becomes a lot stronger and is less prone to disease. Now, there are people in our lives that we come across every so often, sometimes we're even related to them, who I like to call negastars. Ito yung mga tao na sa 10 kwentong shinare mo na para sa'yo sobrang saya o nakaka-excite, makakahanap sila ng 11 rason para hindi mo ituloy yung plano mo o mawalan ka ng gana. First, I want you to notice how they show up. What do these negastars, what do they look like physically? Are they always hunched over? Or maybe their lips are turned downwards into a scowl and it looks almost permanent? Or does it look like they're constantly looking for a fight? What vibe do you get off of them? Is it heavy when you're around them? Or do you feel repelled, like you can't stand being near them? What about their language? How do they talk to you and others around them? Are they constant know-it-alls that they just always have to be right? Or maybe they always like to play the victim? Or do you feel like they keep talking down to you? I want you to be aware of how these negastars come across. Or baka naman ikaw to. O damay-damay na ba at lahat kayo sa pamilya negastar na pag nagsama-sama kayo eh nakakabuo na kayo ng family negazord. I am allergic to negastar energy. I'm sorry. It isn't welcome in my space. I return it to sender with love and I will only allow that person back once I can see that they've worked on themselves enough to shift their energies. Ito, true story. My youngest brother used to be such a nega star. Oh my God. Every time he'd come over to visit me, yung baon niya parate e reklamo. He was always whinging about something or someone. There always had to be something for him to be mad about, to be bitter about, to be resentful about. And honestly, I love my brother, but he was getting really annoying. I've worked so hard to create a happy, zen, harmonious home for myself. And every time he'd visit, napakapangit ng energy na dala niya sa space ko. Tapos yung excuse niya, nagkukwento lang naman daw siya. So what I did was I imposed a fine. And I charged him 20 pesos kada reklamo. 20 pesos lang, not even 50 pesos, just 20 pesos cada reclamo. He thought I was joking at first, and then he found it hilarious that I was charging him 20 pesos for me to listen to him rant. Thing is, he kind of found it less funny when he was coughing up enough money for a value meal at McDonald's. And then he eventually stopped because he became a lot more mindful of the negativity that he was spreading. He didn't realize how big a negastar he was until, you know, I started charging him for the energy exchange. It's a great tool. I highly recommend everyone try doing that with the negastars in your life. My brother is doing a lot better now. Hindi na siya buringot all the time. He's actually picked up a gratitude journaling and found a friend to keep him accountable. So they share screenshots of each other's gratitude logs at the end of the day. So you see, it works. There are a lot of different ways that you can bring gratitude into your home too. Yes, of course, it starts with you, but it doesn't just need to start and stop with journaling. You can make it a family affair and bring in tools that everyone can use to flex their gratitude muscles. It will probably feel awkward at first, ganun naman talaga, pero sanayan na lang yan. And once everyone gets used to using the new tools because you've incorporated it into your daily routine, you'll see how your entire family's energy is going to shift for the better.
Hey there, this is Mish, and I'm inviting you to listen to season 4 of Mish Conceptions. We're back with more topics to guide you through adulting, push you towards building a successful career, or help you towards self-improvement. A lot of our experiences in our lives are brought by maling akala or unmanaged expectation. This podcast aims to debunk those misconceptions and help you grow into a better version of yourself. You'll be able to listen to the new episodes every Monday morning to give you the energy boost that you need to start your week. See you there!
One major, major, major thing I asked my clients to do is to turn off the TV when they eat. So, totoo lang, I didn't realize how common that was in a Filipino household. At lunch, everybody watches Eat Bulaga or whatever noontime show, you know, is there. And then pag dinner naman, the news or whatever telenovela is on at the time, or they're all on their phones. Nobody talks to each other or ask about their day. Kaya nagkakanya-kanya mundo yung mga tao sa bahay. So, turn the TV off, put your phones away, and talk to each other. You know, I challenge clients to have what I like to call the three good things exercise. What three good things happened to you today? I highly suggest na for every reclamo that anyone shares, it needs to be countered with three good things. this is a fantastic tool to teach children and teens because it makes them want to communicate and start conversations. And sharing the good things that happen to them is something that gets everyone excited. Who doesn't want to share their wins and blessings with everyone else? And who doesn't want to raise deeply grateful children? Another simple way to express gratitude is to say thank you. Salamat. Hearing someone say thank you for something you did or said just puts a whole pep in your step, diba? It feels good. Whenever somebody says thank you to me, I feel like my heart just kind of grew in size. Like I want to do something nice for someone else so I can get that high again of just feeling good and appreciated and seen. Ito, I have another funny story about my brother that I also noticed is really common with a lot of us. And that is when he was struggling with gratitude and getting out of his megastar mentality, he struggled with accepting gratitude. Whenever he would drop me off at my condo and I would say, thank you, I really appreciate it, his reaction was always something like, oh, sige na, baba ka na, marami pang gagawin. He would brush off my gratitude almost like he didn't want to accept it. And I think it was because he didn't know how to receive gratitude. And because he was struggling to receive, he also struggled to see the good things that were happening to him and could only recognize the bad things. Today, I think he's made some pretty big changes and he's definitely not that huge negastar anymore. Maybe baby negastar na lang. Or he's, you know, probably not that around me kasi alam niyang complaining around me can get really expensive for him. Malino yung usapan namin na abundance energy lang yung gusto kong marinig. And kung may reklamo siya, he'd better also be able to run solutions by me. Hindi pwedeng puro dumping lang. May action plan din dapat. And that, my friends, is why gratitude matters. It's why it's so important. Gratitude is that cornerstone where happiness is built on. It's what fosters humility. It shifts your perspective and helps shift emotions for the better as well. Gratitude makes you look at your life and other people with love and compassion. It also lessens stress because when you focus on what's good and not what's wrong, you aren't as stressed. Simple. It helps you build grit and makes you resilient because, you know good, you've experienced the good, you see the good, you know that things will be good again. Gratitude opens your energy up for abundance and being ready to receive it. For being generous, gratitude makes you physically healthier and allows you to enjoy a better quality of life. Gratitude can improve relationships, making them more open, more loving, more caring. People will just want to be around you all the time because the energy that you give off is just positive and light. Gratitude is a practice that builds on itself and keeps on giving. And that's why gratitude matters. It may not seem like much, but believe me, it matters. It matters in the short run. It matters in the long run. It matters for the next generation that you'll be affecting with this attitude of gratitude. So, as I end this episode, my friends, allow me to put forth a challenge to you this Christmas season or whenever it is that you're listening to this. And that is to start your own gratitude journal. Every night, before you go to sleep, list down three things that you're grateful for and put an asterisk next to the ones that get you one step closer to your big dream, vision, or goal. It doesn't have to be long, just one or two sentences. And keep consistently showing up for yourself and doing this till the end of the year. And just notice how you change because of gratitude. And notice how you show up with gratitude in your body, gratitude in your emotions, gratitude in your language. So that's it for this episode. I had a fun time putting this together, and I hope you've enjoyed this too. If you'd like to keep up with me, check my upcoming workshops, or just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.